1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 13, 1. Call the Rules Committee to order. A quorum is present. We have one item on our agenda today. It's an invoice from the Larkin Hoffman law firm over the litigation that the Senate is engaged in. The suit that's been filed against the Senate on behalf of a disgruntled, terminated employee. And the invoice is well itemized, and I believe our counsel has gone through it, and everything appears to be appropriate.
Mr. Chairman, that's correct. I've reviewed the invoice, and the charges on it appear reasonable and necessary.
The total amount, $91,630.58. That's for the months of May, June, and July. Senator Newman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Bodern, a lot of the time spent by the Larkin firm is in dealing with you, and I think appropriately so. They have to have someone that they can talk to. Is it fair to assume that you've gone through the bill and the time charged by the Larkin firm for the time spent with you in phone conferences, et cetera, comport with one another?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Newman, I think that's a fair statement, and I also add, I think there are other instances where there were phone calls and other brief discussions that have not been included in the billing.
Fair enough. Mr. Chairman.
Senator Newman.
Thank you. One follow-up question, then, Mr. Bodern. There had been a intentional or unintentional violation of a protective order by the plaintiff's attorneys. And I see language in here regarding protective orders. I can't tell by looking at this whether time is being billed on some further protective order or maybe something to do with potential sanctions against the plaintiff's attorney for violation of the court order. Can you tell us whether or not the attorneys representing us are taking any kind of steps for the Senate to be reimbursed for attorney's fees as a result of that violation of the protective order as part of possible sanctions?
So, Mr. Chairman and Senator Newman, the Senate did argue, the Senate's attorneys argued the motion to compel our motion for sanctions with respect to the violation of the protective order, and incorporated in that motion hearing and the briefing was a request for attorney's fees from the plaintiff's attorneys and the plaintiff for the Senate's attorney's fees.
Mr. Chairman.
And the judge has not ruled on that.
And thank you, Mr. Chairman. That's correct. We're awaiting the ruling.
Thank you, Mr.
Good. Good question.
Any other discussion? Would like to move it. Senator Metzen moves payment of the invoice to Larkin Hoffman in the amount of $91,630.58. Senator Cohen.
Can I ask a question? Is there any sense from the firm as to, I realize it's difficult, you know, I have clients will ask me how much this is going to cost, and it's always difficult to provide anything exactly. You don't give out estimates as such, it's not repair of the car. But since we're now into the discovery phase, is there any sense of will this be kind of a customary bill month to month until the time of trial?
Mr. Chairman and Senator Cohen, I can't speak to that any further other than as you suggest. You can see the bill reflects a considerable amount of work, particularly on the written discovery phase. I don't know that there'd be a lot more remaining there. And obviously, depositions are commencing as well.
Any other discussion? Senator Stump.
You know him. Go back, all right.
Chairman Senator Stumpf, just in federal as opposed to state court, you have more involvement by the hearing officer in the discovery process where you have to present a list of potential deponents and so on, whereas in a state discovery process, unless somebody gets totally afield, you never go back to the judge other than for a scheduling order. Whereas in the federal court, there's more direct involvement by the hearing officer, the judge, the magistrate, whatever. So I assume there's some control being exercised in this case. That's not a comment about this case. That's just a general reflection on what takes place in the federal court.
Any other discussion? Bottom, anything to add to Senator Cohen's comment?
Mr. Chairman, I don't have anything further.
Anybody, anything else? On the motion, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Contrary, no. Motion prevails. Members, that concludes our agenda. Thanks for taking the time to come in today for this and the floor business. Rules Committee is adjourned.